Hello again. Jay and Jerry Q are back for another week of inspiring parodies of classic songs from the past on a program we call Apologetics with an X. And now the lyricist, lead singer for that Christian parody band, Apologetics, joins me now. Here's Jay Jackson.
Hey, Jerry. It's great to talk to you again. It's great to talk to you listeners again. We're excited to be with you today. We're going to be playing you two new songs we just released this week. They're coming later in the show. We started today's show with a song we released earlier this year. It's a parody of Hungry Heart by Bruce Springsteen. It's called Humble Heart. And we've got some fun songs coming up in this next set list. We got some from the 50s and 60s. First, we're going to start out with Jerry Lee Lewis, parody of Great Balls of Fire. It's called Great Tongues of Fire. I read a great book about Jerry Lee Lewis earlier this year, or maybe at the end of last year. It talked about him and Jimmy Swaggart and Mickey Gilley, the country music star, since they're all cousins. And they all grew up in the same town, went to the same same Pentecostal church, too. So it was very, very interesting. So I did a little Pentecostal song, Great Tongues of Fire. Then we have a song called She's Not Dead. It's a parody of She's Not There by the Zombies, their big number two hit from 1964. Then we have I Can't Escape, parody of I Can't Explain by The Who. And we'll close this particular set with a song called Let Me Sit Next to Messiah by James and John. And it's a parody of Fire by Jimi Hendrix.
You shook the church as we sat and were praying. Your rushing wind had the man in flames. You showed your will and got us filled with goodness, grace, and great tongues of fire. They laugh at us because we're talking real funny. They say we've all been booze and honey. I drank your wine. Grace and great tongues of fire. This is crazy. Feels good. Jehovah explains it. Well, the one who prophesied that understood will find those lines in Georgia 28 and 29. You soothe my nerves and then you freedom my tongue. I'm feeling fervent, but I sure ain't drunk. I'm not crazy, but Christ has saved me. Grace and great tongues of fire. The brotherhood, your signs show it's time. Got to tell this world you're divine, 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 divine. I will not fail with your word on my tongue. We're unlearned, but we sure ain't dumb. I'm not crazy, but Christ is saving. Goodness, grace, and great tongues of fire.
The old ones told me the way she died. The young ones told me about how all the people cried. But there's no need to say you're sorry. How do I know I should have said? Please don't bother buying flowers. She's not dead. Well, let me tell you about the way she rose. The lady Tabitha from Java was there. They called her Dorcas too, and guys, she clearly died, but she's not dead. When those ones told me about her, what could I do? They only told me about her to pray I knew. Now it's too late to pray for Dorky. How do I know I should have said? Because our Lord Christ revived her. She's not dead. Well, let me tell you now to take a look. Today an accident is summarized it there. Our Lord did something cool, and I can verify that she's not dead.
fervent desire. Let me sit next to Messiah. Here, Jamesy. Let's go and ask the old lady. You see, our mama told him, James, of my concerns, just to make a plea of that we both get turns. By his throne, then once his mission expires, let me sit next to Messiah.
Let me sit, yeah!
Let me sit, baby.
Sit.
Let me sit.
Sit.
Oh, let me sit. Take over. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah! Get on with it, baby.
So glad you're listening to Apologetics with an X, and please tell your friends about how you listen on your favorite radio station or their streaming site, or when you want it on demand from our flagship station, that's angel95fm.com. Again, angel95fm.com. We don't care how you listen, though. We just appreciate your attention to get the word out through the music here on Apologetics with an X.
Yeah, we're just really glad you guys are listening. Thank you for helping us to still be doing this almost 4 years into this now. It's well into our third year, and beginning of next year will be four, Lord willing. So that's great. We'd also like to encourage you to share not just about this show, but much more importantly about Jesus with those around you. And the first song this next set list talks about, that's called Go Witness. Bear to roll with it. Steve Wynn was the second number one hit. First one was Higher Love. And in the summer of 1988, shortly after I got saved, Steve Winwood had a big hit with this one. And that's why I was starting to try and go witness. Then we have a song called Doubt Is Not Allowed. It's a parody of Shout It Out Loud by Kiss. That doesn't mean that you're not allowed to have doubts. The fact is it, you know, we faith is all about overcoming those doubts. That's what's, it's not saying that you just have to have some blind faith. God gives us a gift of faith, and I think one of the best examples is the guy who had the demoniac son, and he said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. We got to overcome that doubt, and that's what this song's about. Then we have a song for the Halloween season. It's called Paranormal, and it's a parody of Destroyer by the Kinks. I saw the band, the Kinks, on this tour. That was the Give the People What They Want tour, and early 1982, I saw them do this one live, so it was fun to spoof that one. And then finally, in this set, we have my daughter Jana singing a song called Brash, Impulsive. It's a parody of Brass in Pocket, I'm Special, by the Pretenders. Is talking about 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
Touch all our waiting. book attacking my fate. Dealing with familiar spirits, setting candles everywhere. Stop! Oh Lord, save this one soul. The Lord said, 'cause he prohibits necromancing the dead. And since he blew through inside of me, he teaches stuff to me from the truth. Something you never knew. Paranormal things destroy ya. Paranormal things destroy ya. Well, I tell a straight. Quote, spirit guides and snares. Zelda looked at me and said, dude, you look so scared. And she said, man, there's really nothing wrong with it. Some say they're gonna help instruct. You're wrong, I shout, they can't help you out. Don't tell your good faith, sell your sin and sell yourself out. Spirit voices, they'll destroy ya. Spirit voices, they'll destroy ya. This nonsense, Zelda, please, I'll help you understand. There's a ton of verses I can read on this stuff with God's commands. There's Isaiah 8 verse 19, and there's Leviticus 20 verse 6. You see, the night goes, baby, it's just a facade, 'cause there's an enemy drawing you, staring you, it's the truth.
Spirit voices, they'll destroy ya. You might refuse, but they'll corrupt ya.
Yeah, they won't like this, no they won't.
Paranormal things destroy ya.
That's a fair alliance.
Paranormal things destroy ya.
Hey, hey, here we go.
Paranormal things destroy ya.
Corinthians chapter 13. got a newsflash. Go read, love something that we can outshout. But I thank you, thank you, thank you now that. Like he, I'm fragile, so fragile. I gotta learn from the Lord's example given to me. 'Cause Christ showed the way, you see. Nobody else here showed love like he. I'm fragile, so fragile. I gotta start showing more.
Well, Mr. Jay Jackson, how might our friends connect with Apologetics and or get some of these fine tunes for themselves?
Well, we can go to all sorts of things, all sorts of places. Jerry, just remember to spell the name right. This man, this genius on the other end of the line, and I say that without quotation marks, without hyperbole, Jerry Hutchinson, Jerry Q, he named this show so wonderfully, Apologetics with an X. So just remember to spell the name Apologetics with an X. And if you go to our website, apologeticswithanx.com, or go to iTunes, Amazon MP3, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, just spell the name right. Spell it with an X, like the show does. You can find songs like this one, Come to Corinthians. This is our Corinthians set coming up here. We're going to start with Come to Corinthians. It's a parody of Karma Chameleon by Culture Club. It's a song we released this past, I don't know if it was late spring or early summer. And then we have a song just called Corinthians. We did about 19 years ago, a parody of In the End by Linkin Park. And that's dealing with 1 Corinthians 13, as was the first song, as was the last song in the last set. So we had three songs about 1 Corinthians 13. And don't tell me we talk about it too much, because every wedding I've ever been to talks about, quotes that. And you can't talk about love too much when you're talking about the real kind of love. But we gave you all those verses, all those songs, to set you up for this next one, which is a brand new song, and it's about 2 Corinthians. That's not one you hear about in church as much. It's specifically about 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 17, about though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day, for these light afflictions work in us a great eternal glory. Anyway, it's a parody of Never Surrender by Corey Hart, a big number 3 hit from the summer of 1985.
Benjamin Sing, watch the countdown that the MTV plays. I got ticked by the way it's so unreal. Britney and Jennifer Lowe, watch a wardrobe look like a window, trying to hold on to itty bitty clothes you pasted them on. This is not true love. I guess everything's a hybrid, really love the pride, small jealous hearts. What it gets to be is essentially just a parody, like this rhyme is
you
a play. Things polite, doesn't like to fight, it denies itself while it tries. No harm, fire the faith and philosophy, acting like I was smarter than Socrates, and every language and tongue and prophecy. I could die and not go. If at the stake they burn me, or I could have given every dime to many more. Flood's like and throw me back then, buddy. Paul wrote that to Corinthians, and spares everything besides, believes it all divides. That Paul fell smart. Love he said to me will essentially keep no memory.
Though failure is the only one thing it can't know.
The things that last are few, things like faith and love and hope. From all these, there's only one thing you need most. You try so
I
Apologetics with an X. And here's a reminder, we'd like to hear from you. Now, there are two ways. I know one of those ways, and that's here at our flagship station. That's Angel95FM at Hotmail.com. That's Angel95FM at Hotmail.com. And Jay, once again, how can they send a note of appreciation or request a song from the Apologetics site?
Sure. They can just go to Apologetics.com, Apologetics with an X, and you can send them directly to me, Jay, just the letter J. My parents were so poor that they went on Wheel of Fortune to, I couldn't even buy a vowel when they were trying to name me. So it's just Jay at apologetics.com. And we're going to close today's show with three songs. The first song is from our brand new single. It's our webmaster heard it. He said, this is ear candy. He really liked it. Hopefully you like the words too. It's a topic we've never discussed before. It's about Pontius Pilate's wife and the dream that she had. And, you know, since they're from Rome, Italian, so we call her Signora Pilate, you know, like Mrs. Pilate in Italian. It's a parody of Your Wildest Dreams. It's called Signora Pilate's Dream, and it's by the Moody Blues. And then we'll do another song about her husband, one that we released about 10 years ago, called Too Much Grime on My Hands. a parody of Too Much Time on My Hands by Styx. And finally, I want to end the show with a request, fulfilling a request. Our request to you is that you tune in next week. But this is a request from a family asked if we would play a song called Daniel, a parody of Daniel by Elton John. And just a fitting tribute, the drums are being played by our late drummer, Keith Harold, who died a few years ago. A wonderful man, worked for Word Records and Christian Music for about 20, 25 years. Just a wonderful guy, gone too soon, although we're glad we know where he is. But anyway, he plays the drums on this one, and it's called Daniel.
And despised, she was the way. place like Rome, and I'd like to get there. Is there anyone near who's not a criminal? Is there anyone who don't belong in jail? Is it any wonder I've got too much crime on my hands? I'm sick of the strays that they send to me. I've got
stop. Will you bet again? When tomorrow is here, will I start crying? Will you see morning light? Damn, it's so hard. I'm afraid that you'll die. Daniels with lions tonight in the cave. I can see an Israelite just what they crave.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.